No matter what your time of need calls for, Brighton's lawyers are here for you. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on 1170 SEN.
Well, actually, it's Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile, James Magnusson, but great to have your company on this Thursday. Another Test Cricket Day on SEN. Can't wait. Coverage beginning at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on SEN from Adelaide with Steve Smith to captain Australia in the second test against the West Indies. Welcome along to everyone listening this morning throughout the SEN network, 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM on the Central Coast, 1575 AM on the Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, 1323 AM in Canberra. Great also to have listeners through Queensland for the first hour of the show at the very least, 693 AM in Brisbane, SEN 1620 AM Gold Coast, the SEN track network through regional Queensland, and of course Patton Hills coming on board from 6 a.m. Queensland time. To those of you listening on the SEN app, you are the smart people. You are the chosen ones. You've made a very good choice to have the SEN app, and you are tuned in. So give us a shout out, 1300 01 1170. You can text 0457 736 736. And to those of you listening belatedly via the podcast, I hope you've had a great day. You are listening to some radio gold, talking ourselves up. But if you want to search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform, you can do that. Just click subscribe so you never miss a thing. On today's show, Andrew Redmayne is with us. I wonder if he was having the flashes of penalty shootout. Qual takes that shot. I still can't get over it. Just hits it a little higher. It goes in the top right of net. And then we have a penalty shootout against Argentina, but wasn't to be. Andrew Redmayne on the show ahead of Saturday's clash between Sydney FC and Melbourne City. And we'll talk to him about his World Cup experience. David Middleton, the guru of rugby league stats, has the 2022 Rugby League annual out. We love talking to David. We'll get some thoughts and a bit of an overview on the season has gone by and the rugby league. Michelle Bishop with the sports update. But the one and only James Magnusson is in the house. He's ready to go. He's pumped.
I'm absolutely pumped, Vossie.
Got a lot of notes in front of you today, too. You've done some prep.
Yeah, a lot of research today. This is a massive show today, Vossie. Andrew Redmayne, David Middleton, and also you forgot to mention Hemi Goodman. Who's been on the biggest junket of all time. I've been watching him driving four-wheel drives through sand dunes, playing golf in the desert. This man has been on a serious junket, and now he's back.
The camel racing was interesting. The clip was interesting. And the way it was shot, very interesting. I think Hemi could be big in Qatar. You know, I think he sort of suits it. I think he looks a little bit, today I feel Qatari. He's a bit like that. He's a bit like that. So, you know, Hemi Goodman will have a few stories to tell. I know we've got sport to cover, but unbeknownst to Ben, the producer, I'm going to throw this story at you right off the top that I just realised had printed out much earlier this morning off CNN. A man in China has been fined $478, wait for it, for reclining his train seat. It's about time. Those people who recline seats on planes and trains, fines. Bam!
Yes.
$478. Who's with us? Who's with us? It's time for citizens' arrests for those who recline seats on planes and trains. Now, not only did he recline his seat, but it broke the computer laptop of the bloke sitting behind him. That's when he pushed the seat back unannounced, bam, the screen broke.
Can I add two more offences that should be finable? Number one, when you're getting up off the plane, when you leave the plane and someone pushes in, so it comes out single file, seat by seat, and then you've got that one
that goes down the middle.
Yeah,
the,
it goes straight
the
through.
The lead runner.
The worst. And the second one.
Kick out barging through the middle.
Yeah. When you get to the bag conveyor belt and that one person that pushes through and stands right next to the conveyor belt so you can't see what bags are coming through.
No, that's right.
Find them
all. In the front. Block there. Okay, so $478 fine. Who's with me? Or do you have another punishment for that person? I think our SEN audience will come up with some suitable punishments today, but while we criticise some things that go on in China, I reckon they've nailed this one. $478 fine against a bloke who reclined his train seat. So there we go. Whether it is acceptable to recline your seat, I think it's a resounding no, but you can have your say. What is suitable punishment $478 is what the Chinese have come up with. Now, let's get back to sport. A FIFA World Cup update thanks to Kraken, trusted by 9 million crypto customers worldwide. Kraken.com, K-R-A-K-E-N.com. Our old mate Johnny, I feel disabled. I feel migrant workers and all that sort of thing. Gianni Infantino has reared his head again. He's hailed the group stage of the Qatar World Cup as, quote, the best ever. Let's have a listen.
This has been the best group stage of a World Cup ever. So this is very promising. Fantastic atmosphere, great goals, incredible excitement, surprises, small teams beating big teams. Well, there are no more small teams and no more big teams. The level is very, very equal. For the first time as well, national teams from all continents going to the knockout phase. For the first time in history, this shows that football is really becoming truly global.
There you go. Let's bring the maestro in, James. He's our resident football expert. Maestro, good morning.
Good morning, Vossi. Good morning, James. Nice to be back with you again this morning.
Now, if you were FIFA president for a day, would you have made that statement? Gianni, has he nailed it? Has he nailed it? Best group stage ever.
I feel vindicated.
I don't
agree with him that it's the best group stage ever. It's been good. But we've had a few nil draws. There's been some sluggish football in the group stages just because of the tight turnarounds. I would actually blame FIFA for some of that. And Gianni has said it's the best group stage ever. But, of course, he's changing the format in 4 years' time. So Gianni, he wants to have his cake and eat it too.
What's he changing it to?
So expanding to 48 teams.
48 teams.
48 teams. Oh, wow. 48 teams at the next World Cup.
Mm. And the likely way they're going to set that up is 16 groups of three. So one team from each group will make it through. Means there's the likelihood of dead rubbers in last games because you'll have situations where a team wins their first two games and can't be caught.
Yeah.
They'll have beaten the first two teams and then the last two are playing dead rubbers. It's a complete farce and it's a cash grab, like everything FIFA do.
Well, there you go. That's put a bit of a damper on it. We're all pumped and now we're rather glum. Okay. That's okay. Thanks, Maestro. No, we want you to call us to see. We want you shooting from the hip, man. We want you shooting from the hip. I mean, you know, you're not the sort of dude who's going to recline his seat back, but that was pretty forceful what you just said. Footballing greats have warned Cristiano Ronaldo that his attitude and behaviour at the World Cup are putting his legacy at risk. James, what would you say to Ronaldo?
Yeah, sourpuss.
Our listeners too. How would you address Ronaldo at the moment? How would you have a chat with him?
Like, give yourself an uppercut, Cristiano. Did you see him sitting there sulking while goals were being scored for his nation? It's just
amazing.
Disappointing,
it's amazing,
isn't it?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Really disappointing.
So, what do you say to him? What do you like, man to man? I mean, you got to say, like, he is a professional sportsman.
Yeah.
Okay. His body's a temple. I mean, he's absolutely cut.
Yeah.
So he obviously trains hard. So what do you say to him as a professional athlete?
Well, I think you got to put the leadership card on him and say, if you want to be a leader of this team, you've got to show a bit better attitude than that. But I think he's probably too far gone, Vossi. It's a case where to get that good at any sport, you've got to have a certain personality, right? Like, did you watch the Michael Jordan documentary?
Yes, I did.
Not the nicest bloke, really. And I think to get to where Cristiano's gotten to, he's had to step on some toes. He's had to have a certain attitude. And that probably prevents him now from being gracious in, not in defeat, but on the way out of the Portuguese team.
But do you think, because they say that, you know, around coaching, some players need a cuddle, some need to, do you have to, you know, dare I say, do you have to suck up to him because he's Ronaldo? Or do you think he'd be the sort of person that you could step in there and just give it to him?
And I'd give it to him.
No, he looks like he'd turn it up.
Yeah, he'd melt, but I'd still give it to him.
Yeah, give it to him, that's it. So what would you say to Ronaldo? You can write your speech, you can deliver it on air. He might be listening on the SEN app, you never know. You never know, or maybe on the podcast. Hi, Cristiano, how you been? Oh, long neck. you can give us a call, 1300-01-1170, text 0457-736-736. How you would address Ronaldo in some of what came across as rather petulant yesterday. Quarterfinals beginning Saturday from 2 a.m. our time when Croatia take on Brazil. That's all thanks to Kraken. Safely buy, sell and trade over 185 cryptocurrencies with Aussie dollars, Kraken.com. Now, big story in cricket.
Big.
This is it. Like, this is closure. Is this closure? Today could be the last time we have to talk about it.
Potentially. Yeah.
It's emotional, isn't it? Dave Warner's captaincy. It ain't going to happen. Dave Warner has withdrawn an application to have his leadership ban overturned, saying he doesn't want to put his family through another public ordeal. He's also alleged that counsel assisting the independent panel had made offensive comments in the process. Here is part of what he wrote in a lengthy, well, it was almost 800-word statement posted on his Instagram page. I won't put Dave Warner's voice on, will I?
It's a hard one to do.
Well, what's his TV that he was selling? LED TV. What did he sell? Did he sell
TVs? He was. I think he was an LG man. I think he was LG.
Was it?
OLED TV.
LED TV. I love my LED TV. You know, I don't know how I lived without it. But here he goes. He said this. In effect, counsel assisting, and it appears to some... There's a lot of commas, actually. Can I read it as he's printed?
It's quite grammatical.
In effect, comma, counsel assisting, comma, and comma. It appears, comma, to some extent the review panel, comma, want to conduct a public trial of me and what occurred during the third test at Newlands. They want to conduct a public spectacle. I'm not prepared for my family to be the washing machine for cricket's dirty laundry.
Wow.
And the review panel appears determined to expose me and my family to further humiliation and harm by conducting a media circus. So that, he's basically saying, so we're going to retrial for what happened. We're not here to just say, are you sound to be a captain again, James? I mean, this is what we were saying last week. Like, what question, they want to interview him. Well, how long would it go? The question from one of our listeners, I think, or an idea was, would you ever suggest putting sandpaper on the ball again? And he says no. I said, all right, well, let's move on.
Sounds like these clowns in the council are trying to justify their position by retrialing him. We've had the trial. Yes, we know what his punishment was.
That's right.
All you need to decide is, was the punishment fair or was the punishment not? And to do that, you probably need to be talking to Cricket Australia, not Dave. He knows what he did. He's sorry. He wants to be captain again.
And that's all it was. And it really only needed cricket people to determine whether
it's a 10-minute hearing, Bossy.
Should captain a... Exactly. It is. That's right, James. Like, seriously. And cricket people sit down and decide if a cricketer in front of them is capable again of being a captain. Yep. And they either say yay or nay. Malcolm Conn today has written a brilliant piece. He says this, once again, cricket has been trashed. On the eve of one of the season's highlights, the day-night test in Adelaide, Warner felt so disillusioned by a nine-month process, he took the nuclear option and made his frustration public last night. This is what happens when Cricket Australia outsources leadership. When it hands over responsibility of its players and its process to legal eagles, more interested in a sub-clause than the good of the game. What a brilliantly paragraph there. More interested in a sub-clause than the good of the game. Have your say on the whole issue. Are you feeling empathy right now for Dave Warner? Now, I know we've had this conversation for so long, and often people just come in, no, hammer him. But today, right now, taking into account what you've just listened to, do you have any empathy for David Warner and how this has all unfolded and transpired? Have your say. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Again, I'll put my cards on the table. I've always loved talking to David Warner. I think he's really good value. He's been an exceptional cricketer. He's fantastic to watch when he's going, as good as anyone. Like, you know, you talk Gilly, you talk Warner in full flight. Name a couple of better ones. Do you have empathy for him right now?
You know what I think the problem is, Vossi? We'll look back in a decade's time, 10 years' time, and we'll go, geez, we were harsh on David Warner. We didn't really appreciate him for how good he was at the time. We were too busy judging his indiscretions rather than celebrating his talent. And I just feel like it's affecting his legacy, and I feel sorry for the guy because he is one of the best batsmen we've had in history. And he'll be remembered now more for his on-field indiscretions than his talent and his batting ability.
Is there irony, James, that it's the day that that Steve Smith again gets to captain the side? Like, it was Adelaide Test last year where Steve stepped in as captain, and now he steps in again today as captain.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, isn't it? And look, people are harsher on Dave Warner because supposedly he had a greater involvement in the whole sandpaper incident. But it wasn't Steve Smith's wife who was being heckled by the fans in South Africa. So, you know, there's layers to it, there's levels to it. And I just wish that we just accept David Warner for the great talent he is and let him move on.
So is this closure, folks? Is this it? Is this the last day you get to talk about the Warner captaincy issue? Well, if it is, go for it. Go for it. Get on the text line right now and put your case out there. Pat Cummins officially out today. Scott Boland will take his place. Steve Smith, captain. And Steve Smith, just on that, said yesterday, we can hear from Steve, no ambition to return to the captaincy full-time.
Any sort of long-term ambitions of captaincy or whatever sort of gone by the wayside with the way things have panned out, do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty relaxed. I'm also getting older. I'm 33, 34 next year. I'm not going to play forever. So, I'd say, I'm just relaxed at the moment and doing what I can to help. And if I have to stand in for a game here or there, then I'll do that.
And I'll throw another one in just to make this a bit of a threesome. In story, Tim Payne, it's his birthday today. Poor captain, Tim. He would still be at the helm. Other than the dick pic, he'd be there at the helm. The whole scandal.
Yeah.
So he's. Do you know how old Tim Payne is today, Joe?
I'm going to say 36.
38. 38.
Oh, wow, he's pretty old, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, they all are. They're all getting on. Don't worry about that. We've got huge basketball tonight. Breakers v Kings, top of the table clash. Kings 9-3, Breakers 11-4. That's 5:30. Australian Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time. I don't know what I'm saying there, but you know what I mean. It's 5:30 in New South Wales.
Producer Ben, will you be out there again? Probably starting fights in the crowd like last time. Hopefully, well,
it's a long way to walk. It's in New Zealand, James.
Ah, damn.
You'll have to.
Well, if he's that keen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, get on the play.
Oh, I heard
get
last time is how keen he is time? About basketball now.
No, that's true. You can get there. Sifa Talakai at the Sharks has signed a new 3-year deal as well. So, look, get on the phones now. I think it's a morning where we can really stick our teeth, bite down hard on the mouth guard and ramp it up.
This is one of our topics, Vossi. This is top three, David Warner.
Dave Warner. But also, I think, reclining seats on planes and trains, that's one of the big ones. What should the fine be? If the Chinese got it right, it's $478 fair cop. And you can have your say, of course, on the football, old mate Gianni. You can have your say on Cristiano Ronaldo. What would you say to Ronaldo if you're sitting down in front of him right now to make him hard for him to pull his head in when his neck's so long, but you know what I mean. It's 21 and a half after 6 in New South Wales, which means it's 21 and a half after 5 in Queensland. How about that? All right, unleash the hounds. Here we go.
Let's go.
This
Let's
is a big
in.
Day of text action. But, of course, you can call the open line, 1300 01 1170. But we know text is the quickest way to get your message over short and sharp. Let's rip in at 27 after 6.
Let's go. First up, how is Smith captain today, but Warner has a lifetime ban? We can only assume it's the level of involvement in the incident. Western Sydney Eagle, I have empathy for Warner. The way this crap has played out is embarrassing for Cricket Australia. Agreed.
Oh, 100%. Embarrassing. What Malcolm Conn said is so true. So the original case, all the action was taken and done and dusted inside 4 days. And this process, as I said, we joke about it, but we are frustrated. It feels like we have been talking about it for years, but it is, and we have sort of. But the process of the actual investigation or consideration has been 9 months. Like, it doesn't make any sense. This one, where is Todd Greenberg and the Players Association in this situation? Quick message here, absolutely no empathy for Dave Warner. Emphatic, that's what we want on the text message. Yay or nay, that's what we're asking for.
Why are we meant to be so sympathetic to David Warner? Do the crime, pay the time. Do the crime, do the time, I'd say. But again, he's done his time. John says, I think the only thing more on the nose than the players are the administrators, gents. I'm off cricket this summer. A-League and NBL have better characters and more jeopardy. Catch me at Allianz and Kudos this summer with the kids.
There we go.
So he has turned someone off completely.
Look, I know that's one. That's just one message in isolation. But, I, you know, and Matt White you know, covered this extensively, and we've got a little promo running. Matt's spot on the money. I mean, cricket need to have a good look. And the point that Matt made, how does Cricket Australia try and make Australians feel like they did for the Socceroos over the past 3 weeks?
Yep.
How does the Cricket Australia make Aussies feel like that for our cricket team? Because it's wavering at the moment. This one, Warner, I hope this is his last test. Warner and Ronaldo tarred with same brush, both rolling around in chook feathers together, watching from the sidelines from now on. That from Dennis. That is a strong text. Interesting little image.
Come on,
in your mind
there. Dennis. Come on, Dennis. All right, Greg from Gundy is back. Morning, boys. Greg from Gundagai here. If I was coaching Cristiano Ronaldo, I would not put up with any of his attitude, and I'd put him in his place quick smart. I've been watching him play for Man United and noticed over a bit of time his attitude change, as he cannot do what he used to be able to do on the pitch. Probably a part of it, Vossi. You know, his ability isn't what it used to be, but his stardom still is. So it would be a frustrating thing for him, but he's got to keep that attitude in check.
37, yeah, 100%. This one, people that recline seats on public transport are complete A-grades. Well, that's true, but what action? It's beside labelling them an A-grade. Maybe tattoo on the forehead, A-grade. If you recline your seat, you get a little tattoo, you get something lasered into the skin until you prove otherwise. This one, Warner should come out and say, who knew what was going on? Blow Cricket Australia up. Ooh, James has really thrown a curly one out there that Warner need to know basis. Then just unloads everything. There we go. Very interesting. Jay the Bookman's there. We take a little, this is our segue. 5 days of Jameis. I don't even know what it is. Anyway, it's 5 days of jokes leading up to Christmas. And Jay's here on day number 4, ready to rock and roll. Jay, good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Very well, guys, but not as well as, I don't know if you saw the news, the guy who invented the wind chill factor died unexpectedly yesterday. He was 67, but he only felt like he was 56.
Good point. Good point. Now, that's better. I think that is set up. Like, that's like a, that's, you know what that is? That's a really good hit up on play 5 that sets up the kick and a quick play the ball.
So
that sets it up for what's
going
to be. I think tomorrow's going to be massive.
Okay.
You do not want to not be tuned in this time tomorrow, because Jay, who's been sitting there all day at Dimmicks at Rouse Hill, you know, Christmas trade tills, you know, ticking over all day, he'll be thinking about that one joke. I've got one joke, one more to give.
I want a big monologue. I want like a story.
You want a long joke?
Yeah, I want three people walked into a
walk
pub.
Into a bar.
Yeah. I want something big.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Let's go to the news. Vanessa's ready. Vanessa, that was very well done. Wouldn't you say, James? In good
She's
form.
Finishing early. Strong for the year, Vossi.
Yeah, very strong. We are here, of course, James, for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work. Their number, by the way, Bryden's Lawyers is 1-800-848-848. Now, I've got some breaking news to bring to you, James. Are you seated? You are.
Yeah.
We always are doing the show. I've got a message just come through from Tom Petrovsky.
Okay.
He sent me a text.
Should be good.
Vossi. Is it? I don't even know what it means. Namaste?
Namaste.
What's that?
I think it's like almost like peace be with you. End of the yoga. You namaste, prayer, hands, bow.
Oh, okay.
Namaste.
Well, that's the first time anyone's ever put that into. I'm an apology for this morning. Soz for the late notice. Talk to Moz. This is Tom Petrovsky. So Tom's out. Is anyone... Where is Tom? Can people put the pictures with that text?
This has got
Namaste.
Big still up vibes.
Tom Petrovsky?
I thought I saw a shirtless man running across the harbour bridge as I drove into work this morning.
With a Comsec cap on?
With a big axe over his shoulder.
an axe or... Chainsaw. Tom Petrovsky, sightings out there. Anyone, help us. 0457-736-736. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Soz for the late notice. Soz.
He's up with the lingo, Tom. Isn't he?
Yeah.
It's almost like one of his assistants has texted that through.
Yeah. Well, one of his assistants. Tom's got a team around him to prepare for that.
Yeah. Hair,
2 minutes
beard,
of gold
makeup.
He brings us before. So there's no Tom Petrovsky this morning on air. There's nothing. Soz for the late notice, folks, but that's there. Yeah. Well, you can text. Anyway, back to the not that that's not serious, back to the serious issues that we're running this morning. Shaggers. You know that's from the reptile. Honestly, Jay to run FIFA, comes on air, spouts absolute incoherent dribble. Thank you.
Similar reptile. To Gianni.
Yeah, similar to the bloke who's
he's
there.
He's got so one day to turn around, reptile. Greeny yeah. says, cut the cord and drop Warner now. Blood a new opener. Warner's on his way down anyway. I don't know.
Greeny.
Yeah, Greeny.
But the case was about captaincy. It's not about his run-scoring ability. It was about leadership. Whether he could captain again at some level. He was not going to captain the Australian Test side. There you go. This one. Morning, it is past time to move on. Warner is hardly the master criminal, and it's sad to see how many people refuse to even consider forgiveness. Look at the legacy of Cricket Australia's overreaction from what is almost 5 years ago now. Ursula, very good text.
The voice of reason.
Yeah, Ursula Reason. Yeah.
Thank you,
we've got
Ursula.
A few voices of reason.
Yeah.
Ursula is in the voice of reason committee. We have a committee that we go. Chris of Rose Bay.
Yep.
Pedro, does he get us up?
Pedro the Rooster. I haven't heard from Pedro the Rooster for a while.
No.
Gary from Newtown.
Dan, Petrovsky apparently is teaching Chuck Norris on how to be a man. There you go.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. All right, here's a big one, Vossi. Vossi and Missile, I cop it big time at home when I have to move the missus' car to mow the lawn. She's 5 foot nothing, and I adjust the seat just so I can drive it. When she hops back in the car the next morning to go to work, I always get a text abusing me for not reclining the seat back and readjusting the mirrors. So I support old mate on the plane. Recline all you like.
Ooh, wow.
Jeez.
That's Peter. Greenkeeper Pete from Lake Macquarie. That is an interesting stance you've taken there. Yeah. And a good comparison with the life. Yeah, well. Yeah, the cars these days, though, have the button settings. So when you hop in, you can press the button and it finds your saved setting. That's pretty handy.
Well, that'd be in your Rolls Royce, Posse, but not everybody has those cars, so.
Bentley, you mean? The only Bentley I know is Cole Bentley, the former Penrith centre. Anyway, this one. Gents, has Tom Petrovsky been dropped by the ComSec leadership team due to constant chainsaw discrepancies? Maybe there has been. There's further to the story, is the suggestion of our listener there. Mick says, perhaps Tom Petrovsky is at Concord consulting on the Moses deal. Tom Petrovsky's been called in for an all-nighter.
Yep. He's with Lee, Hadjipantelis.
Yeah.
Serbian Seagull boys, imagine only being offered $200 million a year. Poor old Ronaldo. Someone send him a Centrelink form. $200 million a year. Is that to play for a Qatari team, Alex? Is that right?
Saudi team.
Saudi. $200 million a year.
$660 million, the deal. Yeah. Maestro, what's he worth? Let's be honest. Because he is so recognisable, like the number 7 shirt at Manchester United, there's all those spin-offs of merchandise and all that. What is he worth?
Well, he's not worth as much as he's going to be paid in Saudi because no European teams have come in for him at all. Apparently, there's no one who can. Well, it's his own valuation of himself versus what clubs have him valued at in Europe. Completely different stratospheres.
Would they have to pay Manchester United a transfer fee as well, or have they basically punted him now?
No, so United have terminated the contract, so it would be
so
a free,
he's free
transfer.
Agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Well, A-League teams, reach out. Sydney
they
FC.
Have. No, they did. They did.
You're kidding.
They did. Yeah, we had Rache's vouchers and all sorts of things at the ready for him, but didn't quite pull it off, yeah.
Imagine Cristiano Ronaldo down at Bondi, Brendan Smith, hectic cheese. No.
A-League announced yesterday they'd basically given up now. It's gone.
Oh, damn it.
Gone, yeah, Ronaldo. There's Ronaldo text here. Ronaldo, don't listen to what the media has portrayed, lads. There are several photos of him celebrating with individuals and the team. The media wants to portray this narrative. It's sad.
There you go.
Well, what do you think? But
There was also footage of when the game finished, Ronaldo walked straight off the pitch. He didn't celebrate with his teammates or shake hands with the opposition.
No.
Straight off.
Yeah. Yes.
It's pretty cut and dry, in my opinion.
Yeah. One of the leaks from the Tigers told me Tom Petrovsky is the new hairdresser at the Centre of Excellence.
Well, he'd have to do it himself before any of the players.
the beard trim, yeah. And this one, was the ComSec Christmas party on last night? If so, he's either hungover, in the clink, or both.
You're onto it, Tim. I'm with
you. In the clink.
Yeah.
Tom Petrovsky has been locked up this morning, is the claim. Soz about that. We have Michelle Bishop coming up. Michelle, through the course of the morning, maybe not the first update, but with a little bit of Eric Ten Hag audio. Manchester United boss going to talk about the exit of Ronaldo, or has spoken for the first time. So we'll hear what Mr. Ten Hag says. In fact, Michelle will put it in her first update. So that'll take the story somewhere. Michelle will have that in just a moment right here on Breakfast with Vossi and James Magnusson, the missile, right here on 1170 AM in Sydney and the SEN Network. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.